If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown. Today, we head west to the village of Manuka. We'll meet the people and explore the places and all the hidden gems. Sponsored by the Village of Manuka. Here's Lisa Dent.
It's really John Williams' hometown. It's where he went to middle school and high school. He had great stories, had a conversation with Nick Offerman today. And we are focusing on Manuka. And my guest is, you must know everything about this area because it's really your job. Christina Van Iperen is the president and CEO of the Grundy County Chamber of Commerce. Is Manuka the biggest town in that county?
You know what? It's pretty close. It's actually not. So Morris right next to it is our biggest one. But Manuka is unique in its sense that it's got three counties that come into it. So, you know, Grundy, Will a little bit, and Kendall County. So, you know, it's really kind of the middle of everything for Grundy County. We love that.
Oh, my gosh. Morris, right off of I-80. Pass it a lot. Yeah. So tell me, do you know John Williams? Because it seems like everybody in that neck of the woods does.
No, but I do know that he's from that area. We've heard it many times, and we're very proud of it.
And it looks like you are busy. When I look into the list of things that are happening, my gosh, you would think you're in downtown Chicago.
Thank you for recognizing that. You know, the county as a whole tries really hard to offer experiences in every community so that we can not only entertain our residents, but bring in those visitors from up north. And so they can see that not too far away, we've got some great things to offer. Manuka has really stepped up their game in recent years. Most recently, they've added the vintage fair on Mondeman there downtown, which has brought in, you know, 100 of those cute vendors that people like. You know, there's the farmer's markets type, there's the craft type, there's that DIY stuff that, you know, that's really just big now and brings people out to communities that they maybe weren't on their radar before. And the best part about it is you're right in the middle of Manuka. You go through the downtown, you experience the small businesses that are out around that too while you're experiencing this fair. So they've got some great dates coming up if anyone's interested. We've got one on August 31st, September 28th, and October 26th from 9 to 2. And it's just a great excuse to head on down and come check out Manuka.
I'm telling you what, the last time that I actually spent time in that area was for the Grundy County Fair.
Oh, yeah. That's just past two. That's always a big one as well. You know, and we get people from everyone for that. And then have you ever been to Corn Fest, Lisa? That's also our other big one.
Absolutely. That is huge. Yeah. Did I miss that? Is that coming up?
Nope. It's coming up at the end of September, I think right around, I think it's right around the 28th or the 26th or that weekend, right after in there. And they are a great, you know, awesome event too. And they do a great job of recognizing all of our communities in Grundy County. You know, the parade on that Sunday is the biggest, and they always have representation of all the communities in Grundy County, including Manuka. They always have a great presence there too. So I know Mayor Offerman is a huge fan of Cornfest as well. He's got some memories from that too. So, you know, the Cole County, and that's what I love about Grundy County, is that they work together to make sure they know that as one entity, we can do a little, but all together we can bring in everybody to check out what a great atmosphere and environment we have.
Yeah, it's just a great spot to get out of the city. You know, you just want a quick drive out of the city on a Saturday or a Sunday, and Corn Fest is fantastic because I don't think anybody in the Midwest grows corn as well as Illinois does. And
very true.
Yeah, we do it best. There's no doubt about it. And what's that?
I was just going to say, you'll see a whole bunch of it on your way down too, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, my husband farms corn and soybeans, and I got to tell you, people go knee high by the 4th of July. And I go, no, when you get to rural Illinois, at this point, it's about 12 feet high in most places. So,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. That 4 feet by four or knee high by the 4th of July, that's more of a Southern Wisconsin kind of thing. Since you do have this massive list of things that are coming up, how do people find out more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Grundy County Chamber provides a community calendar that we keep updated with all of our, so that vintage fair that we talked about, Corn Fest, and other community events that are either our local businesses are doing and our municipalities and our park districts. So they can go to grundychamber.com And right on the front page, you'll see there's a little link that says community calendar. You just click on that and you can look by month. And we keep it filled out all the time and throughout the year. So even those annual events that they have at Christmas time, like Minooka has a Christmas market every December, you'll see all of that stuff. As soon as the date's released, we throw it on there for this exact purpose so that everyone can plan their weekend visits or their week visits around it.
And Christina, thanks for all you do. On a personal note, for the United Way and the American Red Cross.
Thank you. I appreciate that as well. You know, those nonprofits are countywide as well, and they need all the support we can get, as I'm sure you guys have experienced. You know, the more organizations that are out there doing these great things, United Way is one that continues to support all of those organizations so that they continue to do those great things. So funding for that is always important and looks a little different as people give differently. So I appreciate you giving them some attention because they're so important.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Christina Van Eiperen, President and CEO of the Grundy County Chamber of Commerce. It's all about Minooka today.